This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. It's got Mr. T on the line with me right now. Chris Temple, the originator, editor, publisher of the National Investor. Great publication. Click on the banner, which is always on our site. You know, Chris sent me an email this morning, not this morning actually, but a couple days ago, and he was talking about being the start of the NFL football season, you know, a bunch of the guys are wanting to take a knee and the rest of it. And Chris brought up a point that's really interesting that I think is worth discussing right now, and that is the African Americans in the United States really have advanced an amazing amount compared to what it was back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Everybody is very aware of the situation. They're just getting more and more vocal, and they are besmirching our military personnel. They certainly did it for the last couple of years in not standing for the national anthem, and you're probably going to see some guys doing that again this year. Now, the one comment that Chris and I want you to be very aware of is that they're not protesting exactly the most important thing. Look at the way people in other parts of the world are really being taken advantage of by people like, for example, Nike. Nike basically is the big name in professional sports, amateur sports, whatever, and they are taking advantage by paying basically slave wages to the folks who are involved in the manufacturing plants, whether it's Thailand, whatever. Wherever they are paying slave wages. I read Phil Knight's autobiography, which is really a good book. It's entitled Shoe Dog. Nike would not be in business today if they had to manufacture their goods in the United States. They have to go places where the average hourly wage is ridiculously low. Isn't that worth protesting, Chris?
Well, I think it would be. I've protested that before. I've talked about the theme of what I called for many, many years the global plantation, and about how corporations the world over, but especially in this country, have made serfs of one kind or another of all of us. And this is one of many things that is just so screwed up about this whole issue of Colin Kaepernick, who is a great athlete but a lousy quarterback, and that's why he doesn't have a job. He's a tremendous athlete, the only quarterback in NCAA history when he played for Nevada who ran and passed for 4,000 yards each. No one else has ever done that before or since. But, you know, this whole thing started, supposedly, with protesting racial injustice in the United States. And there's all kinds of it. The problem is these guys, in many respects, have turned what, and with some of them, I'm not saying that every single football player who takes a knee is insincere, Al, including Kaepernick. But in June, and you and I talked about this before, when the President of the United States was getting ready to board a flight to go to the G7 meeting in Canada, he called these people's bluff. And he said, if you're really worried about racial injustice, you give me names. You give me cases of people who have been railroaded, minorities who have been railroaded by the criminal justice system, which happens every single day. Okay?
Yep.
And I'll look at them. Because this is a president who, unlike even Barack Obama or Bill Clinton with his last-minute pardon of Mark Rich, this guy, even before the voting booths are cold, wanted to start using the executive clemency power that he has to right wrongs. And he's already done it. He wants to do it here. But to this day, as far as I know, nobody has ever given him a single name of any, you know, any person that these football players had in mind. Because if they do, they won't have an issue, because this has now become about their right to take a knee. It's not about anything else. And the Nike part of it with Kaepernick is beyond hypocrisy, because here's a guy who can be bought. He just proved that. He doesn't care about sweatshops in Honduras and Vietnam. He doesn't care about Americans, including African Americans and others, being fired by Nike so that they can move production offshore. So in my mind, even though Nike is very cynically trying to hide behind Kaepernick and show that they're some kind of corporate white knight themselves, they've used him. They've tried to pull the wool over people's eyes, and they've revealed Kaepernick for the hypocrite and really not so serious guy that I guess he is after all.
Well, I think there's a lot of misdirection. Whether or not the guy's serious or not, I can't comment on that, Chris, because I don't know Colin Kaepernick at all. You know, all I know is he's not playing football right now, at least to the best of my knowledge. I have lost a certain amount of interest in NFL football because of this issue, because I simply don't understand why the NFL doesn't take the doesn't take the stance that the players are totally flagrantly going against their regulations, or simply not worrying about it. So that, I guess that shows you that probably Al Sharpton and the rest of them really have a lot more power. They have a lot more power, certainly with a lot of the African Americans and virtually anybody else in our country. Are they using that power for humanity's good? Obviously not. I mean, you have Nike and other companies that are manufacturing their products in, as you call them, sweatshops around the world, and there's no comment about that whatsoever.
Well, no, there's not, and nor are you going to hear about it very many places, because here again, the establishment media, which works with all of the other opinion molders in this country, including the government itself, including corporate America, that is not part of the narrative. The part of the narrative is, oh, goody, we have this wonderful, benevolent corporation that is helping Colin Kaepernick to get his issue out there in front of people, and we're not going to turn our back on him like the NFL has and all this kind of stuff. It's all crap. You know, and I'm going to throw you a curve here too, Al. If these guys want to protest injustice, why don't they protest the fact that millions and millions and millions of dollars is spent before lots of sporting events, including NFL games, especially in the playoffs and the Super Bowl, because we've got to fuel up all of these fighter jets, the tools of empire, to fly over the stadiums, because they kind of go together. You know, we're glorifying empire. When these guys, when they take the field and you have the big military display and the jet flyovers and stuff like that, we're glorifying the maiming and killing of people the world over, most of them not white. Okay? So let's see if these guys can get consistent one of these days and somebody bring that issue up, which frankly makes all Americans hypocrites and bloodthirsty killers, if you want to get really blunt about it. If we think we're rah-rah, we're going to thump our chests and salute the flag and the jets to fly over, some of which might have just come back from killing somebody in Yemen or wherever.
You know, you bring up a really good point. This is something I've been thinking about actually quite a bit, other than, and I'm quite frankly, I'm a little surprised that we haven't talked about it on KER Politics yet. I have to say that the injustice that's going on in this country right now is rather amazing to me. It is really amazing. I mean, I watched part of the hearings yesterday, for the new judge on the Supreme Court, and it was just a joke. Nobody had anything really positive to say. It was all negativity. Everybody in this country right now is focused on negativity, and that's why on KER Politics we're trying to bring up issues like you very appropriately brought up today, Chris. We're also bringing up issues dealing with people who really want to make a difference. People who are breaking their necks to, number one, make a difference among the average American and make a difference for our country, because our country really desperately needs change right now. There's no question about that. And it doesn't matter if it's the progressives or the Republicans or, quite frankly, who it is. Chris, we got to take a real quick commercial break here right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be back with Mr. Temple here in a matter of just a bit over 30 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back, chatting with Chris Temple. Chris, you know, at the end of the last segment, I brought up the hearings with Kavanaugh. You know, it's interesting. I went out for a long walk yesterday. I got home walking up my street, and guess what? The neighbor grabbed me and said, "Did you listen to the hearings today?" And I said, "Kind of, you know, but I've got a lot of things going on right now." And her comment was, you know, each one of the Democrats who was given half an hour said the same thing over and over and over again. Nothing but criticism, nothing but accusations, etc. Why weren't those people willing to give up their time to somebody who was going to ask some questions that really had some meat on them? What are your comments, Chris?
Well,
yeah, that's what I say.
Know,
yeah.
You know, in these days, you know, things really went off the rails back in the days when Ronald Reagan nominated Judge Bork.
Yep.
And then when George Bush Sr. nominated Clarence Thomas is when we came to the modern day circus that we have now over pretty much any Supreme Court nominee. Of course, it never used to be that way, which goes to show you just how powerful a force the Supreme Court has become. So to some extent, you can understand the reasons why we have such a Donnybrook politically. But just as we were talking in the last segment about how the level of discourse, and this in the case of Colin Kaepernick and these protests, is all about fluff and emotions and symbols. It has very little, if anything, to do with substance. Certainly not the substance in that case that allegedly started this all. Nobody gives a rat's rear end about minorities in prison or anything like that. They want a grandstand. They want their name. And now you're going to have all of these other athletes jockeying for an endorsement from Nike and everybody else. So in much the same way, and I listened to some of the reports. I didn't bother watching the hearings because I can't stomach it anymore. But some of the snippets you saw in the news, I mean, it's protesting for protesting's sake. Even some senators saying, you know, if Kavanaugh gets on a Supreme Court, women are going to die, aliens are going to invade, you know, the heartbreak of psoriasis is going to come out or whatever. It's beyond silly. It's just stupid. It's imbecilic, some of the stuff that you hear. And it's part of the whole Trump derangement syndrome thing, but also how polarized things are in this country between right and left. I mean, when Obama was president and made a couple nominations, I don't remember things nearly this hysterical. Certainly there were sharp ideological differences from between one side or the other, but you didn't have people just showing up to protest for protesting's sake like you do with Kavanaugh. And again, there's a lot of reasons why Americans generally, in my opinion, should have trouble with this nomination. Unlike Neil Gorsuch, who truly was a judge, in my opinion, in the mold of Antonin Scalia, to a lesser extent maybe Clarence Thomas, Kavanaugh is going to be a clone of John Roberts, who is big government, big police state, big everything. The type of conservative today that we don't want, the big government, the big state, the nanny state conservative. Yeah, he's had some, you know, decisions in the past on some of the hot button social issues to make himself look good, but make no mistake, this guy's record is very much for corporations and banks and big business. That's what he should be protested on, not the silliness that we've seen creep up, which again just shows how, you know, any rational discourse in this country is long since shot.
Well, the opposition is led by two of the greatest organizers in the world. One of them is our former President Barack Obama, a social organizer par excellence. The other one is obviously Hillary Clinton, who is a professional organizer. There's no question about that. And then Elizabeth Warren, of course, is pretty good. And then you've got the sentimental, pretty good organizer. And then you've got the sentimental favorite out there, 80-something-year-old Bernie Sanders. And now you've got this Latina from New York, who really doesn't even probably know how to spell politics. So I have to say the opposition, Christopher, is very, very well organized. And the only thing that Trump is going to have going for him, in my opinion, because he's doing a terrible job, in my opinion, defending himself, because the only thing he's doing is instigating actions that are really positive for the country. And, you know, trade, the agreement with North Korea, and on and on and on. And people are simply, you know, the proof is in the pudding. He's really got the proof. It's not acquisitions, it's actual provable action. And there's a little play on words. And people seem to be disregarding that completely. So 2018, my friend, is going to be an interesting election. And 2020, I think by 2020, quite frankly, Trump's activities, actions, for lack of better terms, are either going to make him or break him, and we'll see what happens. My guess kind of is they're probably going to make him, because you and I are living in a great economic environment right now. There's no question about that. And I think the world right now, with the settling down of Kim Jong-un and other things that are going on in the Middle East, I think the world is slowly becoming a safer place, Chris. How about you?
Well, I don't know that the world is becoming a safer place. I think there have been instances where President Trump has tried at least to resist some of the stuff that the military-industrial complex would like him to do. He ran on that issue. We've talked before that, in my view, that was one of the strongest things in his favor, was that he doesn't think that the U.S. necessarily should be conquering the world. He's still got a lot to prove, though, in my opinion, in that regard. Not that he has a free hand in a lot of these things. He doesn't. No president does, because the whole apparatus is bigger than any president, even someone with the outsized ego and stubbornness of a Donald Trump. So we'll see what happens. In the end, by the time 2020 comes around, assuming that Donald Trump still is president and that he is going to run for re-election, which he will, of course, if he's there, it's going to be chiefly about the economy. And can we get from here to there without a major debacle in the economy or in the markets? The president has started to publicly chastise the Fed for being too hawkish on monetary policy, so he already realizes he needs to get that narrative started for when the Fed pulls out one too many sticks in what I've termed their game of monetary Jenga, and they crash. Well, it won't start here. It'll start in some emerging market or in Europe or China, but we'll have a domino effect potentially again like we had in 2008. And right or wrong, a president always gets the blame for things like that, even if they have virtually nothing to do with it. It's all about the Federal Reserve, and he knows that. So, you know, his reelection chances, by far and away, that's going to be the biggest issue. And it's going to be the biggest issue this fall in the midterms that may give the Republicans a better showing, as you and I talked recently, than a lot of people expect, because things right now at least are looking pretty darn good.
They are looking pretty good. Chris, we've got to take a real quick break right now for about 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw Chris a curveball with a couple of questions in the next segment. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Chris Temple.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back with my friend Chris Temple. You know, we have had some very, very interesting topics that we have dealt with on the forum with all you folks out there, opinions. You are very opinionated. Two topics that came up that got, between the two of them, probably over 500 comments, which is a big number. One of them is the legacy of John McCain, and the other one, quite frankly, that is very, very important to me is the situation within the Catholic Church. Chris, I know how you feel about it. I know that you're a Catholic and I'm a Catholic, and I'll bring up my stance on this, you know, as we continue this discussion. But I got an email from a friend yesterday stating that the Archdiocese of Nebraska is simply not willing to discuss or document any issues that they have with, I guess you'd have to call them sexually deviant priests, for lack of better terms. I have a real problem with the lack of action, quite frankly, Mr. T, that the Catholic Church has taken so far. And I'm on the record as saying that I'm really not comfortable attending a Catholic Mass anymore. What are your thoughts on the way the Church is handling this, T?
Well, I haven't been comfortable attending a typical Catholic Mass, at least in this country, in a heck of a long time, unless I find a traditionalist priest that is saying the Mass in a traditional fashion, because the modern-day version, in my view, is not the Mass. That's a theological discussion for another day. The fact is, as I have studied this over the years, and Al, I was raised Catholic, I was away from the Catholic Church for a lot of years, and the conservative political movement, the fundamentalist churches, a lot of people know that once upon a time I worked with Jerry Falwell. I was on his jet that Menachem Begin bought him with your taxpayer dollars, folks. Those are my fellow Americans out there listening to this. But for a lot of different reasons, I gravitated back to the Catholic Church over the years. And it was less for theological reasons or the liturgy, which has been watered down with everything else, than it is because, first and foremost, what got me animated in the first place as an adult was economics. And the fact is, when we have discussions these days between left and right, capitalism and socialism or communism, whatever, the fact is that anyone who has studied it knows that the Catholic Church traditionally has taught Christian economics better than anybody has in 2,000 years. You're not going to get it from the current Pope, who is more a Marxist than a Catholic. But you're going to get it when you go back to the great encyclicals of Leo XIII and even beyond that. And the best example of all time was the great Saint Louis IX of France, who was the greatest leader of any Christian country since Christ himself walked this earth. So as far as the Catholic Church is concerned, it was already not a lost cause, because it's still the church, in my opinion, that Christ founded when he was on this earth. No other church can make that claim. But it has been infiltrated from within, from outside. You've got a lot of evil that has crept into the church in many different ways, including, among other things, with Vatican II, knowingly opening the door to sexual deviants to come and join the priesthood. And then everybody wonders why we have this issue today. So the church needs a cleaning from top to bottom. The current pope is not going to do it. And if we get another one afterwards who does, they might kill him like they did John Paul I, who tried to clean up the banking part of it. Well, that time will tell. But, yeah, it is a mess. It's a terrible thing. And nobody should be allowed to get away with what a lot of these priests have done. But, you know, faithful Catholics need to understand that their leaders are the ones who knowingly allowed this from the get-go.
Well, I got an interesting piece of advice a couple of weeks ago from actually a member of the Lutheran clergy. He was on the show, and I asked him what he thought. I told him that my stance was simply going to be I was going to leave the, stop attending Mass at a Catholic church and start going to church on Sundays at a Lutheran church. And he said, Brad was his name, and Brad said, I think that's a mistake. With your audience, you really need to be very vocal. You need to reach out to everybody that you possibly can with your critical comments. And that's kind of what I'm doing, although I probably will be starting to go to a Lutheran church for a while, just because the Catholic hierarchy has made me so terribly angry. I have to say, Chris, I simply don't understand why the church doesn't demand that the Pope resign, given the fact that he has covered up an awful lot of this sexual abuse. I realize he's a bit of a Marxist. I realize that he is incredibly liberal, but you know what? The fact of the matter is he does not belong in that position. The church needs a very thorough addition of regulations, don't you think?
Well, it does, and then we can beat that to death. We certainly agree on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can. There's no question about that. Now, let's get back to, real quick, John McCain. John McCain's legacy. My official stance on that was, number one, I don't want to celebrate any human being's death ever. I just don't want to do that. I don't think that is, quite frankly, the Christian thing to do. But I will go on record as saying that to call John McCain a war hero simply because he was in a prison camp situation for 5.5 years, which I give him all the credit in the world for surviving that. But, you know, you don't get the Congressional Medal of Honor for being a POW, for lack of better terms. And, you take the guy, the Air Force fellow, who Trump posthumously gave an award to, just I believe it was yesterday or the day before. This fellow didn't sit in a prison. This fellow went out, quite frankly, Chris, and saved numerous other fellow soldiers' lives. That, in my opinion, is a war hero. I think that John McCain was perhaps more of an opportunist. Any comments?
Well, not only was he an opportunist, but because of the connections he had, he got away with things that nobody else ever would have gotten away with when he was in the service. That's been all well documented, whether it was on the deck of the Forrestal or any number of other instances. And really, we need to, and going back to what we were talking about earlier, that we get caught up in personalities. You're either for McCain or you're a terrible person and, yeah, you know, you're pissing on his grave, you're against him. Let's look at the broader issue again here, and what does he represent? What I saw with everybody, the whole country, it couldn't avoid it. It was on every stinking channel, this requiem for him. This was beyond even just John McCain. This was the deep state, the full-throated military-industrial complex, the full-throated American empire, and I think one of the most Orwellian displays of rah-rah, everybody fall in a line or you're dirt, thing that I have seen in my entire life with this. You've got a collection of war criminals. You've got George Bush Jr. giving Michelle Obama a piece of candy. Yeah. George Bush, who, as I heard one great movie line one time, killed 100,000 Iraqis so we could all save a nickel on a gallon of gasoline.
Right.
And Barack Obama, who never met a country he didn't like to send drones and bombs into. Are you serious that these are the models of virtue? And again, you know that this was the deep state and its Orwellian display for everybody to see when they don't even want to make it about John McCain. They want to make it about how dare Donald Trump come in here and upset our empire and our plans and ever call any attention to anything bad that the U.S. has ever done. Like when the unforgivable thing, which they still haven't forgiven him for in the debates before he was even elected, talking about an interview, you know what? Well, there's been a lot of bad stuff on both sides. The U.S. has done a lot of bad stuff, too. That was unforgivable to these people assembled for this show of a funeral.
And exactly that's what it was. I was amazed at the poor taste of John McCain's daughter by simply using her dad's funeral to go after the President of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, you know our Chris and I stand on this. Time for another break. Big Al's going to be right back with Jeff Deist, President of the Mises Institute.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross, United Blood Services, or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, welcome back here to Wrap Up KER Politics. I have to say I enjoyed that conversation with Chris Temple. Sorry we chatted on for three segments, but I got Jeff Deist right now. Nobody better to wrap this up than Jeff. Politically, Jeff is as astute and as well informed as anybody I know. Jeff is the president of the Mises Institute. Jeff, you got to be wringing your hands right now with all of the what I would have to call serious ineffectiveness of the U.S. federal government. You got to be wringing your hands, man. Give me a comment on that first.
Well, I'm wringing my hands at the distractions, this intensified, accelerated news cycle, especially with Trump, where we're supposed to keep up and follow the bouncing ball as there's some new development every day. Most recently, we're obsessed with these Kavanaugh hearings, which really, at the end of the day, are just such theater. He's almost certainly going to be nominated and approved by the Senate. Sure. There's 51 Republican senators now that John Kyle is replacing the late John McCain. But even so, there's probably at least two, maybe four Democratic senators who are vulnerable in Trump-leaning states that are going to have to vote for him. So the Supreme Court is not going to do anything different about abortion. The Supreme Court is not going to do anything different about guns. These are very minor differences of opinion that people are so worked up about. But we get this theater. And in the meantime, obviously from my perspective anyway, we have very serious and deep structural problems that we just don't want to address. And so it's frustrating in the sense that we seem to be devolving into a society with a very short attention span that doesn't want to go deeper into any issue, that wants to consume social media rather than more in-depth analysis or books or philosophy or real economics. And it's, I think, as a result of that, become a very dangerous and anti-intellectual, not just non-intellectual, but anti-intellectual time in America. And so for people who care about liberty, which generally doesn't fit into neat sound bites and which generally doesn't fit into neat left-right tribalism, we have to go out there and make the case for a third way. And America desperately needs it. It desperately needs a non-political approach to organizing things. And that's where I think that's what we ought to be talking about, as difficult as it is, at least with respect to the mainstream media.
Well, I happen to agree with you 100%. Jeff, let me ask you this. Now, you guys are constantly doing everything you possibly can, i.e. Mises, in terms of educating people. And what I'd like to know right now is, number one, it takes a fairly sophisticated person to understand exactly what, you know, what the Mises Institute is all about and your economic policies are and the rest of it. And I think part of the problem in the United States, one of the reasons that I agree that we're definitely on a tipping point here in the U.S. is average intelligence, I'm not even sure where it's at in the U.S., there are an awful lot of very, very ignorant people out there who are being led around by the nose, for lack of better terms. But you guys don't fall into that category. You're very sophisticated. You and Lou are incredibly, incredibly knowledgeable about economics, specifically about Austrian economics. You spend a lot of time basically telling the word. How effective has that been, Jeff?
Well, I think in a big picture sense, it's been effective in that people talk about free markets and capitalism and free trade in ways that they didn't 30 or 50 or certainly not 80 and 100 years ago. We have to step back for a second and look at the big picture. We look at government and even people on the left, even the democratic socialists who are running for office as Democrats in some places in this country, they will grudgingly admit to the effectiveness of markets mm-hmm. in raising the standard of living for a country and in creating wealth. And I think in academia, especially after Marx and after Keynes, after the Great Depression, all of this, you know, a little less than 100 years ago, people weren't saying that. They were saying that socialism and collectivism were the way to make societies richer and that capitalism was doomed. So there's been a huge change in the debate in that even our worst critics today give some respect to markets as wealth-generating engines in society. Now, they tend to focus on inequality. They tend to focus on social justice and concepts like that. But very few people, even the Bernieites, for the most part, are not talking about outright socialism and having government control and run industries that are currently run, at least nominally, by the private sector. So that in and of itself it is a huge victory that we've shifted the debate a little bit in favor of markets. Now, that being said, I think amongst young people especially, there's a lack of historical knowledge. There's a lack of understanding of what makes us rich in the West. And as a result, younger people are susceptible to the message of socialism in ways that maybe their parents and grandparents weren't.
Jeff, I got to tell you, I don't mean to interrupt.
We're in a tough spot.
Yeah. I got to tell you, we're in a tough spot, and one of the reasons, in my opinion, that we're in a tough spot, and I guess I got to kind of take issue with something that you just said. I don't think it's necessarily the younger people. I mean, that certainly is a very large, important faction, but I think you've got people who are my age, early 70s, late 60s, etc., who are so fed up. When you get a candidate and he says you're not going to have to pay for your kids' college education anymore, we're going to have totally run government health care, etc., etc., happy days are here again. All we have to do is tweak the system a little bit and you're going to be able to get everything from the government as you likely should. A lot of people my age, Jeff, are believing that.
Well, a lot of people your age also voted for a lot of free stuff along the way. I mean, let's be honest. There are people in every generation, and that message will always hold universal appeal. The idea of something for nothing
right.
is the oldest message in politics. So we shouldn't be surprised that it sticks around and it gets repackaged by Bernie or this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got an interesting story. She's got an interesting, meaningful lack of knowledge when it comes to political issues. I do have to say that. Well, I have to tell you now, your methods for spreading the word are interesting in the sense you've got some brilliant economists, many of whom have been on this show. Their missives are sent out on a daily basis, and I know you have conferences. How effective is the internet for you in terms of increasing awareness?
Well, it's the greatest equalizer of the modern world. It's absolutely unbelievable. If you look at major organs like the New York Times, the Washington Post, used to, and the nightly news with Tom Brokaw or whomever, they used to control the narrative entirely. And now the web came along, and it's been such a leveler. It's given smaller organizations like ours the ability to compete on a much larger playing field with big organizations in D.C. And as a result of that, our web traffic is much higher. And our end run around the powers that be, our ability to get a simple message out there to thousands and thousands and thousands of people at very, very little cost, has been absolutely incredible for us. So 30 or 40 years ago, if you wanted to read Mises or Hayek or Rothbard, you had to go work a little bit. Your local bookstore probably didn't have it. Your local university library probably didn't have it. You probably had to order it from a mail order house. Whereas today, you can read just about anything you want in economics, left, right, or otherwise, for free online. So that's been a huge change.
Well, the one thing I have to say is I agree with you 100%. I mean, you take this radio program of ours. I mean, yes, we're on the radio, but we also, in various cities around the country, but we also have a pretty high Alexa rating, which means that our market theoretically is, according to Alexa, our market is pretty large. And you're right. A lot of the things that we talk about here, if it weren't for the internet, it would be impossible for people to be aware of this. I mean, we have a blog, as you know, and two issues that we discussed in the last couple of weeks. One was certainly John McCain. The other one was the issues in the Catholic Church. And I have to tell you, we got over 500 discussions, not discussions, but comments on those two issues. And that would never have happened, let's say, 20 years ago. Jeff Dice, president of the Mises Institute, good friend, very, very intelligent man. Take a look at Mises. You guys ought to read their material.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.